Bob Ormond is with the Zhejiang Jiangong Real Estate Development Company. He says a lot of high-powered Chinese business people go to the West to work in hedge funds or attend private universities, and they like what they see in wealthy suburbs like Greenwich. Think luxurious mansions and spacious estates. He says when those business people come back to China, they want their own alternative to the high-rise buildings of a typical city.
Greenwich does not have any high-rise buildings. If you look at a lot of what Greenwich has, there is a lot of greenery there. There's a lot of urban countryside. It's manicured, very nice, opulent neighborhoods.
Ormond led a team that studied the town of Greenwich as it was designing a district in the city of Hangzhou, China. He says Hangzhou is the perfect place for a mini Greenwich. It's renowned for its natural beauty, like parks, scenic vistas, and lakes and rivers. Like Greenwich, it's less than an hour from a major metropolis, in this case, Shanghai. And, like Greenwich, Hangzhou is a financial center. It's home to the world headquarters of online retail giant Alibaba.
And that was one of the attractants to Greenwich, Connecticut. That great contrast between high finance and yet a bucolic setting nearby a major city that you can hop to very quickly, but you can also get back to a nice lifestyle on a daily basis.
Ormond says when the district in Hangzhou is finished in 2019, it'll house a few thousand people and be just over 1 square mile. That'll be a tiny slice of Greenwich that's a lot smaller and a lot denser than the real thing. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.